Father, we're here to study your word. Give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we yield to the Holy Spirit that you will teach us tonight things we need to know, things we can use personally, and things we can share with others. We praise you and honor you all who connected to this service tonight that will receive revelation knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, that song was saying, who he is? Listen very carefully now, who he is, right? And then it goes on to say, who I am. Who he is who I am. But to make it workable, you're not who he is in your body. Because your body is still connected with sin. You're not who he is in your soul. Because your soul is not born again. Could it be we are looking for health answers or healing answers in the wrong place? Yes. Could it be we're looking for health in our body? It's not there. Could it be we're looking for health in our soul, in our thinking, our feeling? It's not there. But it's there. Health is always there. Healing is always there. But it's not in our senses. So the church has been swayed away from the man flow. And that's why she got into traffic. That song says, who he is who I am. He's not sick. Your spirit cannot become sick. So we have put a lot of sources, we so call, in the way of the real source. Let's think for a few minutes now. If we catch on to what the Lord is saying, tonight, we could have health miracles. What if hell is back, number one, looking for somebody else to do it for you? Trying to do it, watch this, only through prayer, with wrong information. The health, the healing, the help, the miracle, the sign, the wonder, they're always there. But you got to go in the right place to get it. We try to get it through scriptures. What? The Bible? Yes. But we're not going to the real source that is on the inside of us. You're born again, right?
Yes.
Who? He is who you are. So, can feeling tell me I'm healthy? Can a gauge, a blood pressure checker tell me I'm healthy? So if the blood pressure says something else, and you have said something else over here, you've talked to God about it, and not a pressure saying something else, we lean toward the pressure. Y'all know I'm telling the truth? That shouldn't be in the church, though. It shouldn't be in the church. And we're looking for somebody to lay a hand on us, somebody fully anointed. Nobody no more anointed than you on the inside. You have enough anointing for everything. If you're a child of God, that anointing lives on the inside of you. Sit down and get your Bible. Write this down. Supernatural help and healing are on the inside of me now. I don't care what my body's saying. I don't care how long it's been saying it. Tonight, we're about to turn. Because I have supernatural help and healing on the inside of me now. Believe that your health and your healing is already yours. Notice I said believe. You know, I talked about supernatural health warfare, but it shouldn't be a warfare. I thought I'd look at that note tonight. Shouldn't be a warfare. Let me show you why. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. He began, what? That's the way the voice began. What? You don't understand this? What? 6 and 19.
Yes.
What? Question. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? The Holy Ghost in me?
Yes.
The sick Holy Ghost in me?
No.
Oh. The well Holy Ghost, she said. Lives in me. What you have of God, and you're not your own, so you don't have no right to be sick. And it tells you why. Everything is already paid for. Religiously, traditionally, we got caught in church traffic. Y'all don't want to say nothing. We got caught in church traffic, coming up with different ideas of how to make things happen. When the revelation is already known, that I don't have a right to be sick. Symptom may come, but I don't have a right to be sick. So stop courting the symptom. Stop making love to the sample. And continue to tell them, you don't have no right to be here. I'm already bought with a price. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Where sickness and disease come from? Curse of the law? Christ has redeemed me. Galatians 3:13. He redeemed me. Now you say you're born with a pride. Verse 20. For you are born with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So just like we glorify God in our spirit, we're designed to glorify God in our bodies.
Yes.
The headquarters for my health is in my spirit.
Yes.
The headquarters for all healing my body may ever need is in my spirit. It's already paid for. Body symptoms going to be there, but I'm not living by a symptom. I'm being led by the Spirit through the sickness. Hello? All right. Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 6. talks about the weapon of our warfare, you know, Almighty through God. We have to know there's a warfare. Health and healing has become a warfare in the church as if Satan got equal power. He don't have equal power. He don't have power with that blood. And he don't have power with the name of Jesus. So we got to stay on the name and stay in the blood. Stay on the name and stay in the blood. Swim in the blood, children. Swim in the revelation and the enlightenment of the blood of Jesus that is already paid for. Symptoms can come on our bodies because our bodies are not born again. Okay? But you got to go on the inside. So I told you to write this down. Believe that your health is already yours.
Yes, sir.
Didn't I tell you to write that down? There are three steps that keep you connected to supernatural health. Faith. Your faith walk. The anointing. And stepping into the glory of health. You never been there, so write that down. Stepping into the glory of health. When you get to the glory part, it's all over. No matter what come, no matter who come, no matter what satanic cousins come to your body,
yes,
you know they're not part of the family. And you fight the good fight of faith. How many of y'all ready for a health miracle in your body? See, because we're going to have we're going to have health miracles. Because the church has been so far behind in this area. But you already held on the inside. You see here. Seeking you address this with your faith to help you stand stronger. Resurrection power is already in me. Hold on to that. Resurrection power. Now what's so significant about talking about resurrection power is that it couldn't be stopped by nothing. Satan didn't have enough power to stop Jesus from getting out of the grave. So he don't have enough power to stop you from getting healed. They correlate. See, God, you bought with a price. You read that, right? God give us the same thing that his son had. So if the grave couldn't hold Jesus, sickness and disease can't hold you. So now we're talking about resurrected hell. You ain't write it down. You ain't never heard no resurrected hell. Yeah, come on, let's get here. Let's get the health here. Let's get the healing. Let's get it up in here tonight. God want to do miracles in his church. He want to shut cancer, all that down. It's not normal to be sick. Stop accepting it. Resist it. Rebuke it. I don't care how you feel. Say, shut up. Listen, healing and health power lives in me. Healing and health power lives in me. It's the same resurrection power. Don't try to get your healing from the outside. It's on the inside. Let's say it another way. You don't have to wait on healing. Receive it in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
But we're out there trying to receive it in our bodies, and we don't have a fresh anointing from the Spirit. So therefore, our bodies bring us through a whole lot of changes. But if we receive it through the Spirit by faith, the changes that the body brings is not going to move you because you know you already have it. Satan or the system cannot shut you down. Here's why. It's already done. Every prayer you pray about help and healing is already answered. But you have to know that. Stop looking for some great anointing to get your healing. Somebody else to get it to you. No, your healing and your help sleep with you every night. Your healing and health is on the inside of you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you as a help resurrector. You see, now you're going to have to train your heart and train your mind for some of the things I'm saying. You've got to have an expectation beyond normal now. You already won in your spirit. So it's not a contest no more. It's not, I'll bind you and get your hand off of me. You ain't got to go through all that. Except shut up, shut down. Get out of my face. Shut up. Shut down. Get out of my face. You know you're a loser. We give the devil too much credit. Talk about him too much. Just shut him down and praise God for what you already got. Look at Matthew 11:12. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Then in Romans 8:11, now I know I told you to turn to 2 Corinthians. You got it down? 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. You got it down? There's no but about this verse. You read the whole context, this has happened. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, what it says? Dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your, what kind of body? Mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. That's spelled help. So let's look at some principles here. Well, let me give you another one, though. From this night forward, stop seeing yourself inferior to sickness and disease. Stop seeing yourself inferior to sickness and disease. Sickness and disease are inferior to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, stop letting Satan bluff you.
Amen.
Like he can put something on you greater than what you got in you.
Yes, come on.
You're going to have to build your faith now.
Yes,
you're going to have to work with it. You have to work with it. You got to stop. You got to stop listening to people who don't know what they're talking about. Oh, Lord, they got a lot of them, too. Yeah. I'll give you these other three before I go to another one. The anointing of healing and health is the manifest presence of God.
Yes, sir.
Now listen. How to believe on your own and receive what is already in you. I'm telling you now, healing and health lives on the inside of you.
Yes.
We're reaching out everywhere else. I was listening to a minister. Got some things outlined for me. I had my daughter-in-law go to work quickly. I want to outline it. But I'm going to give you a homework. The first three chapters in the book of Ephesians is on what God has already done. The last three chapters is showing you how to apply what is already yours. It's a grace book. It shows you what already have been done, the first three chapters. The last three chapters are telling you how to apply. I want y'all to do your homework on that. I want you to look at it, first three chapters, and find out what all been done. Then I want you to look and see what you need to be doing. I quoted Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Turn there if you will. And I'm going to give you a principle. How to grow through faith to the anointing, to the glory, and fully walk in supernatural health. How to grow through faith to the anointing, to the glory, and fully walk in supernatural health. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Then put in your notes 1 Corinthians 2. 1 through 10, because you're going to have the right kind of preaching. Turn to Mark chapter 5 and get ready to write this principle down. Mark 5, 25. Do not stop with negative report. Always believe for your health miracle. Do not stop with negative report. Always believe for your health miracle. Certain woman would have an issue of blood 12 years. Keep going. And suffered many things, and many physicians had spent all that she had. But nothing better but rather grew worse. Bad report, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Watch what happened. When she heard of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Wonder what she heard. She must have heard something we didn't hear.
Right.
When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind, touched his garment.
Yes, sir.
Now watch what happened. Now watch. For she said, I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Now, that woman wasn't supposed to be out there with that blood. And undoubtedly, she's hauling to touch the hem of his garment, she had to get under them people. Come on, give me the next verse. And straightway they found her blood was dried up. Well, you remember the report at the beginning, right?
Yes,
she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague.
Yes,
keep going. Give me another verse. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him. But Jesus couldn't make the virtue come out. The power couldn't come out on its own. Somebody had to make withdrawal on the power. Not just reading the scripture, but making withdrawal, expectation. Virgin gone to him, found, turned about in the press, said to her, "Who touched my clothes?" Watch what happened. Zipper said, "My Lord, all these people, multitude throwing you, you say, who touched me?" Yeah, but that was a special touch. Go ahead. And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. That had done this thing. I don't know if this is a good thing. She done it. You got to do it. Now the crowd would have told her, "You stupid." So undoubtedly she didn't talk to the crowd. She kept pressing. Sometimes you got to keep pressing. You can't call nobody else. They're going to make it worse. Just keep on pressing. Tell the person, just keep on pressing. Even if, even if it does not look like it's working out, keep on pressing. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Don't faint. Now, here's what I want you to see. But the woman, fearing, trembling, knowing what was done in her. In her. Something had to be done in her.
Yes.
Came and fell down before him and told him all the truth.
Yes.
Told him the whole story. Now, here are what I want you to see, though. For the next word. Jesus didn't do nothing. Jesus took no credit. But the power is always there.
Yeah.
And if you make a demand on it, you have a divine right to make a demand upon all the power that is within Jesus. That's something Satan don't want you to know. He said to her, "Daughter, I didn't do this." Look at the voice. Daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. What made her whole? Her faith. Go in peace. And behold, the plague ain't coming back. Behold. But what I want you to see is, stop waiting on Jesus. You've prayed, you have said. Now get up, morning. Daughter, thy faith have made you whole. And from that principle, don't stop with a negative report. Always believe your health for your health miracle. That's what she did. Yeah. She got a bad report from the doctor. Yeah. They told her they couldn't do no more. Most people die when the doctor tell you that.
Right.
Yes, they die at the end of his statement. Then I wrote this one because I love it in Mark chapter 2. Verses 1 through 12. Health miracles are waiting for you to tear the roof off and step into your health in the presence of Jesus. Tear the roof off. Unbelief and doubt. And your second cousin phone call. Tear them roofs off that you can get down there where he is. Health miracles. Wait a minute now. I want y'all to take this as a reality. Now, wait a minute now. We're not talking secondhand here. I'm saying this to you now.
Yes, sir.
Health miracles are waiting for you to tear the roof off and step into your health in the presence of Jesus. Now, it don't have to be a literal roof. It might be something God revealed to you that you need to tear off. Do y'all understand that?
Yes, sir.
See, the enemy will build places to divide you from getting your help. But by wisdom and by enlightenment and by understanding, by the gifts of the Spirit, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning the Spirit, the Lord, in your prayer time or your meditation time, God will open something up to you. Tear it off. That's the thing that's been blocking you all the time. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So you're going to tear the roof off, right?
Yes, sir.
The roof can be anything that hindering you from getting in the position God wants you to be in. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Now you're getting close to a health miracle.
Yes,
a miracle you've never seen before. Something you thought you had to put up with the rest of your life is about to leave you. It can happen any moment. You understand? It can happen any moment. It can happen. For there's nothing incurable. There's nothing impossible with God. Divine help is a covenant right, but you must have insight. So religion can't stop you from having what is rightfully yours. Turn to Luke chapter 13, verse 11. Divine help is a covenant right, but you must have insight. So religion can't stop you from having what is rightfully yours. Religion, routine, regular. We should have expectancy when we meet like this any moment. An angel can walk up in here. We have to look, oh my goodness. Look forward to it. If nobody else sees him, I'm going to see him. That's the attitude you got to have. Because I'm looking for something extra me.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Behold, I was a woman that had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. How long?
18 years.
Was bowed together and couldn't no wise lift up herself. What happened? And when Jesus saw her, called her to him and said, "Now, woman, let me see, can I get you loose?"
Yes, no.
Thou loose from thy infirmity.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, thou loose.
Right.
Go ahead, go to the next verse. He laid a hand on her immediately. She was made straight and glorified God. You read that text on down, you'll find out. Ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham be loose from this infirmity on the Sabbath day? Now I'm hearing two words that I believe the Spirit wants me to say. Anything can happen to your body when I say these two words. Be loose.
I receive. Glory to God.
Those words were not just spoken in English.
Oh, yeah.
An anointing came upon me and told me to say those words.
Yes, sir.
Be loose.
Yes.
So those words are running around in this church right now.
Right.
anointed with the ability to cause anything supernatural to happen. But I need your expectation too.
Yes.
I heard the word be loose.
Be loose. I receive.
So undoubtedly with those two words, somebody getting something. Because I'm already understanding the fact that you're daughters of Abraham.
Yes, sir.
You are, everybody on the side of my voice, I know you're under covenant rights.
Right.
And then the Lord breathed on the word, be loose.
Yes.
In this midweek Bible study.
Yes.
Now, when the Holy Spirit breathes on words, they're not regular no more.
Come on.
I believe there's miracles, signs, and wonders tied up in those words tonight.
Yes.
Because he emphasized to me, say it, prep it, then say it.
Right.
Be loose.
Be loose.
There's something going on in the spirit world. And you're gonna have to check some things out.
Yes.
Be loose. Probably something you thought you were gonna carry to the grave with you. But you know you're not gonna have to carry. Online. Be loose. See the prompting of the Holy Ghost. When he breathed on words, he emphasized those two words to me. He kind of pulled me to the side, Sam with emphasis. I don't know who else he talked to. Come on, catch on. I don't know who else he talked to. He told me. Go ahead and let him do it. Well, we know nothing is impossible. Then the Bible questioned us, why limit the Holy One of Israel? We know the limits are all, but he said, be loose.
Yes.
We know all limits are broken.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, be loose.
Yes.
A few more minutes, sit down. Be loose. Put your hand on your body and tell your body, be loose.
Be loose.
I command you.
In Jesus' name.
Be loose now.
Be loose now.
Woo. Divine help is a covenant right, but you must have insight. So religion can't stop you from having what is right for yours. Here's another principle I want you to have for a close. Keep your eyes on Jesus at all times.
Yes.
The manifestation can happen at any moment.
Wow.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Yes, sir.
At all times. The manifestation can happen at any moment.
Yes.
And you're writing notes, John 5, 1 through 9. Give me John 5 and 1. Let me see. Keep your eyes on Jesus at all times. The manifestation can happen at any moment. Keep your eyes on Jesus at all times. The manifestation can happen at any moment.
Yes, sir.
Keep your eyes on Jesus at all times.
Yes, sir.
The manifestation can happen at any moment. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, John 5:1, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, they had Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Wow. What? A certain man was there, which had an infirmity of 38 years. Now see, a lot of times we miss it by looking at the same thing. Go to the next verse. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that cave, he said unto him, look what he asked him. No, I'm going to hear that tonight. That man ain't going to hear that by himself.
Come on. Say that.
Come on now, y'all. See, because we get so Bible-orientated, and when the word is being preached, we don't hear the question being asked us.
Come on.
That man is not going to hear that by himself tonight. Leroy is going to hear that tonight. Will thou be made whole? You got to hear that for yourself. You can't go to a Bible store and be all happy about what happened to him. What about you? So he's saying this, whatever your case is, he's saying the same thing to you tonight. Will thou be made whole? Go to the next verse and see what happens. Yeah, the problem. The Lord talking to you. And you're not wise enough to accept the Lord talking to you and go back to man.
Right.
Look at the problem, yeah. The impotent man answered him, sir. Didn't ask him by no man. He said, will thou be made whole? The Lord is asking us the same question tonight. Stop taking me back to what man says. Stop taking me back to how long you've been dealing with this. Stop taking me back to how many medicine you've been taking for this. I didn't ask you all that. I brought you to this class tonight to ask you the question, will thou be made whole? What is your answer? You see how we can go through this?
Yes.
Let the man give the wrong answer for you. So I have no man when the water is troubled. Put into the pool. Put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another step down before me. Look what happened. Jesus, I didn't ask you all that. We pay too much attention to men and not enough attention to God. You better believe it. God have asked you about your case when you were reading the Bible. But you went with the Bible character. And you didn't hear him personally talking to you. And you went on with the man and gave the wrong answer. Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." Bam, there it is. But you got to give the right answer.
Yes,
see. And God is asking us every day, you always ask, would I be made whole?
Yes.
Let me close with this. Do you believe you got the right to be whole?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes,
sir.
Absolutely. Is your answer based on what you can see or feel? That's where the mess of it. Your answer had to be based on what you know, baby.
Yes, sir.
That God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, it'd make it good. Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering. For he is faithful to that promise. Don't go over it again. Uh-oh. Don't go over it again. That's already a seller. You got anything else on the agenda? How many times you been over it? How many times you prayed about it? Same thing. You didn't believe the first time you prayed? How many times you've asked for it? Two is too many. You ask for it, the next 85 times should be thank you.
Yes,
I'm just stressing it, you know.
Yes, sir.
It ain't gonna take that long, but just thank you. It's done.
Yes, sir.
See, never let your condition override your conviction.
Yes, sir.
When conviction is on, when you convicted about something, don't let condition change it. Because the conviction gonna change the condition. Lift your hand and praise God. See yourself healthy. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Special things are happening. Hallelujah. All right, you may be seated.